Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world, from the extraordinary to the everyday. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find this. This episode is a bit on the run. Things are busy, but they're important things, and I still want to be able to produce an episode and try to make sure I'm producing five a week. Now, the reason for that, for those of you guys that don't know, is I like to believe that we follow the natural cycle or process that exists out there for learning, right? So any basic system has three components: flow, feedback, and continuous learning. And by doing more episodes each week, I'm able to go through those iterative loops quicker. So now I'm in an iterative loop where I'm learning how to do this when it is very busy because other important things are taking priority. In the previous episode, we asked a group of people, to tell us things that they were grateful for that they believed other people might overlook. And we got some great answers. One of those is from a great friend of the show, Brent. And so Brent is this wonderful gentleman from Canada and is polite and an excellent representative of his country and his family as you could possibly want to ask for. So Brent mentioned how he is grateful for food and the process of creating that food. And so I have in the archives, I have an audio clip from archive.org, or no, this one's from the Library of Congress, from the Library of Congress, where they interviewed a gentleman from over 50 years ago talking about how he would participate in that process of preparing food. And so we're going to go ahead and listen to that clip today to hear how he is able to participate in that process and the different things and components and lessons that he's learned in order to be an excellent person in his craft. And so I want to share that with you guys today because, again, like Brent said, we don't often think of, all of the things that we enjoy, right? We don't think of all the details that get us to where we are. And so I think it's good if we take a moment to do that. So enjoy this interview. I'll put some of the more context and details in the show notes. And yeah, that'll be it. Thank you.
Well, in the lemon industry, you mean? Well, picking lemons is really not very difficult to do, especially when you have a little experience on it. But the case is that if you're new on it, and you're required to do a certain amount of work. And it used to be here that if you couldn't come up to that standard, why, you would just would be chased out of your job right off. They would come up to you and tell you, you're behind today in picking, and why you couldn't do better. And if you do better for about 3 or 4 days, they start giving you a kind of a layoff, for about a week in that range where I used to live at. And in picking lemons, the best way to do it, why, you go on top of your ladder. That's what I do, on top of your ladder, and start picking from the top. Fill up your sack about 1/3, then get down to the middle part, and then fill it up a little more, and down at the bottom, just, lean down on your knees and then lean the sack on the ground so it isn't heavy, because it weighs around from 45 to 50 pounds full. And believe me, when you carry that for about 80 times around, it's pretty heavy, 9 hours. And then you have to, for picking lemons, you have to use 2 cuts on a lemon. And if you get to be an expert, you can grab it with one hand from the tree, kind of dart out with your hand and pick it, and then give it the second cut down here. But if you know how to, you're sure of your cuts, you can do that in just one operation, Just grab it and with one cut, it'll be done. And in orange picking, it's quite the opposite. Orange picking, the clippers haven't got any edge on them, keen edge on them. They just bite and clip off. And you use just one cut. And then for picking lemons, you have to use your sack. It's got 2 hooks on the bottom, one on each corner. That unhooks your lemons. And when you dump them in the box, you're supposed to take it easy. Don't hurt those lemons. Just as if you were dumping eggs. If they make a sound, the boss comes up to you and says, what are you doing? You think you're dumping rocks? That's what he told me one day. Then you use a ring. They pick different size lemons, some on yours. Nines, sevens, or eight. It all depends on the amount of, size, or the might be the price of a fruit. I don't know. Certain seasons, they pick nines, big lemons, and then eights and seven on down. Then you have to, on your left hand you carry your ring, and on your right you carry your clippers. So you have to, and when you pick a lemon, it is either has to be color, on they grade it on color or size of the lemon. See? If that lemon goes through that ring, you're not supposed to cut it at all, just the ones that stick on there. And when you carry your letter, you're supposed to know how to use it, so you can lean it on the trees so it won't harm those branches. Because if you get that blossom off, it means lots of lemon off for the rancher. And then if you cut the branches off of the trees, well, that ruins your tree and costs them quite a lot to prune them. Because in pruning, if you clean a good tree, it costs them around from 15 up to 30 cents a tree to prune. It all depends on the wages of pruners yet, but around here, and these branches that we were evicted from, they pay them around 39.5 cents an hour. In Oxnard, they pay them $3.50 or $3.09. Up in Santa Barbara County, where I've been working now, they pay them $5. That shows a difference right now. And for wages in lemons, why, around where I used to pick, from that camp we were evicted, I used to get 27.5 cents an hour for picking lemons, and 3 cents a box. Whereas in Santa Barbara County, where I was picking about, no, I wasn't picking, I was going up there, but some fellows from here are picking over there, and they pay them 33 cents an hour, and today they got a raise of 1 cent on each box. Now, it used to be 3 cents, now it's 4 cents. So they make pretty good money. And down here in Oxnard at the Lemon Association, they switched around and they pay them now 28 cents an hour and 6 cents a box. So if you're a good picker, you can average on around 50 or about 50 to 45, 50, 55, 58 cents an hour. It all depends on the, you know, the trees, how many lemon there are. There is under those trees there. But if you go into a tree that, an orchard that hasn't got any old, you can average about 2 boxes an hour. So it makes it 28 and 12 cents, that's about 40 cents. That's still better than what we were getting before. And then, well, oranges, you can pick a lot more, but you get paid by piecework. From six, no, let me see, the first picking, I think it's 8 cents, isn't it? Then second picking is, first pick is six, then seven, and the last is eight. 8 cents a box. If you're a good picker, you can average around 100 boxes a day. That makes you about from $6 to $5-$6 a day picking oranges. But there, your sack carries a full box of oranges, and the lemon sacks only carry half a box. So you can kind of think of what how much it weighs. It weighs about 60 pounds. Between 60 and 70 pounds, and you pick around from 10 to 15 boxes in 1 hour. But they're, it's quite different from the lemons because they're in bunches and they're a lot easier to clip. All you have to do is just put your sack under it and just cut them down like that, with one pull of the hand down, and they fall right straight into your sack, and then all you have to do is just dash down and dump it into the box and come back again for another load.
How long have you been doing that?
I picked oranges for about 4 years, and then lemons I picked them for since 1932 with off and on pruning. I pruned 2 years in succession without getting on lemons, so I'm getting to forget how to pick lemons.
How long have you been living?
Well, those where I was living, since 1932 up until this time when we were evicted. And from then on, it's been quite an experience because we were furnished with an FSA camp right then. And that sure helped the situation a lot. And we sure appreciate it. But they did. But now it seems that they're gonna move it again, and still the same condition exists where you need this camp, and they say you don't need it. So same families, just about 15 families less are now living here than what came in, and they say we don't need it now. So I don't see what the difference is on when we came in and now that we have to go out. And now that we're in this camp here, it showed us one thing, that if we stick together, we go a lot farther. Because especially the fellow that's president here, he's a young fellow, he's about 19 years. And I'm older than he is, and still they think that we're too young to be in this thing around here. You know, this camp running for council and council members and things like those. And then sticking into union matters down here, why they think we're too young, and they criticize us for that. But we don't give a heck about it, because we're trying to get our people together so we can, you know, kind of be respected a little bit more. This camp here, why it seems to be, we've been satisfied with it. At least I have. Especially the manager here, he's been treating us very nice.
Well, that's it for this episode of Parking Thought. We're glad you guys can join us today, and we hope that you enjoyed this edition being a little bit different. I'm still walking around in downtown Boise, closing out this episode. Now, at the end, we have a few things we like to say. One is, the best way to say thank you for this episode is to share it with somebody that you know. The second thing we'd like to say is that if you want to go ahead and like and subscribe, head on over to parkingthought.com and you'll see all the subscribe links. You can also just search whatever your podcast app is, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all of those other nuggets that are out there. And then finally, we close out each episode by saying, remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?